You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Good afternoon. A landslide came down across the Movia Highway in Wrangell just over a week ago, leaving 4 dead and 2 missing. The debris effectively cut Wrangell in 2. North of the slide, there's town. And south of the slide, at least 70 residents were cut off from power, internet, and their only road. As KTOO's Anna Canny reports, in the week since, one man's retirement project became a lifeline for those families.
The Movia Highway snakes along the west coast of Wrangell Island for 14 miles, with steep mountain slopes on one side and the ocean on the other. Many of the houses out the road sit on the waterfront, but there are only a few docks. One is an unfinished retirement hobby for Charlie Hazel.
It's just a fun project, and it's not in perfect shape, but it floats.
3 years ago, he started building a long floating dock on his property. Battered by waves and weather, it needs constant attention. The concrete is cracked in places, and 2 segments are held together by fabric straps. Before the slide, his wife Mel didn't think it was worth all the effort. Now, she's changed her mind.
It's a lifeline to this whole end of the island.
The landslide came down around the 11th mile of the highway, leaving a 450-foot wide swath of debris and cutting off power, internet, and the only road to town. The Hazels and about 70 other people were stranded. During that time, the Hazels' dock became the best way to get supplies in and people out. Their property became a makeshift hub for disaster relief. Joan Sargent lives 2 doors down. She drove out to the site of the slide several times last week.
If you've been to Hawaii and you've seen those huge lava, it flows across the road and they're really deep.
From the road, there was churned earth on the pavement, covered with downed trees.
This is movable, but it's huge. And you can see it's 3 stories tall.
Cell service out the road is spotty. So when the power and the internet went out, people had no idea what had happened.
The way we learned about this was that the firemen came to the door at about midnight and said they were evacuating. And just go to Charlie's place if you chose to evacuate.
Search and rescue pulled up to Hazel's dock that night, and many families escaped to town from there. Just yesterday, the state finished clearing a path through the debris. But the road is damaged, and for now, it's only open for limited access. For a week, the homes that were cut off could only be reached by boat. Almost all of those boats. Fishing boats, Forest Service catamarans, tour boats. Came to Hazel's dock.
We could bring in supplies and get the garbage out and get the empty fuel tanks out and the fresh fuel tanks in and just the movement of people without the dock, it would have been really, really hard.
Fuel was the most dire need. Most people relied on generators to keep their lights on, their houses warm, and their freezers frozen.
We had 3 gas runs yesterday, and that's a lot of gas to be lugging around.
But all kinds of things made their way across the water. Groceries, bottled water, pet food, even refreshments for Thanksgiving.
There really is a lot of champagne.
Yeah, it's 40 bottles. It's like, what the?
That's Sylvia Edifois. The morning after the slide, she was quick to start organizing. She's been making daily deliveries from morning until after dark. Edifois has lived out the road for nearly 30 years.
There's a bunch of us that were out here before there was power out here. And so those of us who have been here have kind of been used to being very self-sufficient.
But the scars of smaller slides are visible across the island. Charlie Hazel said the possibility of a larger slide was on his mind.
It always has been. Because we, you know, the services out here are extremely limited, and, you know, it's kind of common sense that there's going to be a problem down the road.
He says that's part of why he built the dock in the first place. For KSTK in Wrangell, I'm Anna Canny.
And a quick note, power has since been restored to the south side of Wrangell Island. Drag queens from across the state vied for the title of Miss Gay Alaska America recently, in Juneau. Taking the prize was Lamia Insomnia Lexicon Doom Monroe, the drag persona of Anchorage-based Robin Donahue. Monroe spoke with KTOO's Adeline Baxter about the pageant, her connection to Juneau, and preparing to compete in the National Miss Gay America competition.
My name is Lamia Monroe. I am an Anchorage-based performer I've been performing in Alaska for about 6 years, born and raised Alaskan. I'm an Alaska Native tribal member, originally from the interior up in Fairbanks, lived in Juneau. So I'm kind of an all-around Alaska person, bounced around.
What's your connection to Juneau drag and Juneau's drag mother, Gigi Monroe?
Had been doing drag and performing for several years prior to getting connected with Gigi. And we performed together. I performed in Gigi's shows for a few years before I was officially anointed the Monroe name and part of the drag family. But really, I really enjoy the community here in Juneau, have lots of friends and family here, so try to get down as much as possible.
Tell me about the Miss Gay Alaska America pageant. This was the first time it was held, right?
This pageant, the Miss Gay Alaska America pageant, is the first inaugural pageant, and it's part of this national Miss Gay America system. So it was the first time that the Miss Gay America system has been a thing in Alaska. There is a title, Miss Gay Alaska, which is through the Imperial Court of All Alaska, which is a community organization and nonprofit organization that has been in Alaska for a very long time. And I'm also the current title holder for the Imperial Court's Miss Gay Alaska.
And how did you win the statewide pageant?
My talent was a lip sync performance I created that has some audio mixed from a couple different Shirley Bassey songs, and then some spoken word audio of that I recorded myself of having a phone call with myself, playing both a male and female role, kind of doing a sort of comedic over the phone breakup. The piece is very much like a little autobiographical of, you know, a relationship going poorly and then finding confidence again through stage, through performing. So all about like getting knocked down and getting back up again.
And so now that you've received the title of Miss Gay Alaska America, where does that take you?
I am currently preparing to go to nationals in January in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is where Miss Gay America, that pageant system, was founded. And really excited to represent Alaska there. It's the first time that Alaska will be represented at that pageant. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe it is also the first time Alaska's had an official preliminary for any of the main national pageant systems. So it feels pretty surreal, like pretty big. And I just really want to do a good job of representing the LGBTQ community here, but also representing, you know, my home state with, to the best of my abilities.
What's your goal for the national competition?
Very much my goal is to just do well. You know, there's 22 states participating, 44 contestants. Just making it past the preliminary rounds would be a huge accomplishment. So I'm really just trying to put together a very solid package that I can be proud of.
What else do you want people to know about drag in Alaska?
So I think what some people may not know is that a huge part of drag, and especially in Alaska where we have a smaller community, is advocating for the LGBTQ community and raising money for various related causes. So a really big passion of mine is fundraising and raising awareness for Alaskans living with HIV. I serve on the board of the Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association. I have for about 2 years. And so that's part of my platform that I talk about. I've talked about both at the pageant, and I plan on talking about at nationals. It's just constantly reminding people that I think inherently in this political climate we're in, you can't really separate drag from advocacy.
That was KTOO's Adeline Baxter speaking with Miss Gay Alaska America Lamia Monroe. The National Miss Gay America pageant starts January 16th in Little Rock, Arkansas. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 38 degrees and cloudy. The rest of tonight, it's looking like it will be clear, and the low tonight is 33 degrees. Tomorrow starts off cloudy, and it might get snowy later in the day. A rain and snow mix is slated for Wednesday night with a low of 37 degrees. The rest of this week oscillates between the high and low 30s with chances of rain and snow throughout. You're listening to KTOO.